Hey, let's go to our next guest. He is, of course, one of the stars in the engine room for the Adelaide Football Club. He's played the most finals footy at the club. His name's Scott Thompson, and he joins us now. Tomo, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, guys. And yourselves?
Oh, we are absolutely crackingly well so far. We've had a big show. Rowie had a lady had a bit of a crack at him early on, but I've just got him back up again. So
didn't. Well, Tomo, a beautiful 83-year-old.
You didn't let her rattle you, did you, Rowie?
Beg your pardon?
You didn't let her rattle you, did you, mate?
Oh, no, she rattled me. She was 83, and she landed a couple of beauties, Tomo. But the good thing from it is I am going to take her out to the Lighthouse Wharf Hotel and make up with her. She's 83.
Now,
just needs to clean the wax out of her
ears. Now, Tomo, how good is it being out on the park still training around finals time? Because it's been a couple of years since you've had the privilege.
It has been, and it's certainly nice to be training this time of year, knowing that you're going to be playing in the final series again. The last one being that narrow prelim loss against the Hawks, which you're involved in, Vic.
Mm. What about, there's a fair few faces that may be playing finals for the first time. As I mentioned in the intro, you've played as much finals footy as anyone at the footy club. Do you, at a certain stage, just whisper in their ear and tell them what it's all about?
Yeah, they'll probably have maybe a dozen guys that won't have played finals footy come Saturday night. But I guess we're in a fortunate position where you look through our coaching group and the guys involved there in Ryan O'Keefe, who's played in a lot of finals, winning grand finals, won a Norm Smith. Camperelli won a premiership. Worsfold captain and coach grand finals. So we're quite lucky to have Milburn as well. So we're lucky to have those guys around that can, you know, pass on their knowledge and information of what finals are all about as well. As well as a few senior players in our side that have played a handful themselves as well.
I know you've moved on from the Geelong game, but we've got a couple of little questions there for you. Saucy Jacobs, for one, 50-odd hit-outs, 18 to advantage, yet you were smashed, I think, at stoppage. Well, the numbers suggested that. Just a hiccup, Tomo?
Let's hope so. Yeah, it wasn't the best result last weekend, but it's one we've moved on from reasonably quick. You know, looked at the areas where we weren't good enough as a side, last Saturday against Geelong, but yeah, like I said, one we have to move on from quite quickly, and look forward to the Bulldogs on Saturday night.
Okay, did you, or there has been any signs of disappointment that you blew a home final because Brisbane won? And on that, we haven't spoken to a player this week. Did you know at all during the scoreline of that other game that they were on top of the Bulldogs?
I'd be lying if I did. I didn't see it on the scoreboard during the game that Brisbane were in front. But in saying that, it would have been nice to have a home final. It hasn't happened. And at the end of the day, it's always nice to go over and play finals on the MCG. A great experience for the handful of guys that, you know, will be playing their first final, and hopefully in the near future be great. But, you know, looking long-term as well, it's where grand finals are played. So it's going to be a great experience come Saturday night for a lot of guys.
One other area you'll have to improve upon from last week was your contested footy, which has generally been very good throughout the year. You lost that number, and your tackling was down a little bit as well. Now, you play a side who are a good contested ball side and also a run and carry side. So if you're going to stop the Bulldogs, you're going to have to tackle really well.
Yeah, that's right. And we know that, and we got a touch-up from them early on, and I think it was round four the last time we played them. But, you know, they were well on top in a number of areas that day. As a side, I think we're playing a lot better footy at the moment than we were back then. But you're right, our pressure has to be right up. We have to put a lot of pressure on their ball carrier and try and eliminate their run and ball movement as much as possible. And that starts around the contest, winning the ball and getting it going our way first.
Hey, how was training today?
Good. Yeah, really good. It was a good vibe. And you know, as I touched on at the start, the fact that we're still training this time of year and looking forward to playing another final series is really exciting for the group. The boys were up and about and quite sharp today, which was nice.
And Jakey Lever, did he train? Is he 100%?
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, he trained. We've still got the whole list training at the moment, so it's nice to have everyone involved at the club that's, you know, even guys that, you know, may not be playing on the weekend, still heavily involved in everything we're doing and being a part of all our training and looking forward to either watching or playing on Saturday night against the Doggies.
Mm. The only real injury concern was B. Smith, but I think I heard Rory say he's going to be fine.
Yeah, to my knowledge, Brody will be fine, and he'll take his role on the side on Saturday night.
Just got a release from the AFL, just announcing there's under 20,000 tickets left for the game, which is suggesting a massive crowd, somewhere up around 80,000. And just looking at the next day, Richmond v North Melbourne, under 10,000 tickets left. So enormous crowds looking to get to the MCG this weekend. So I'm sure it'll probably be a record crowd for most of the young players to play in front of. Great atmosphere.
Yeah, that is exciting, and it's nice to hear that. And you know, it'd be great to see 80-odd thousand there, and hopefully we fill the stadium with more than half of them being Crow supporters. But you know, it's probably good by the AFL, and you know, we like the fact as well we're playing at the MCG, and you know, you can't fit 80,000 into Etihad, so it's great scheduling by the AFL.
I know it's only Wednesday, but you've got some options at the selection table. Do you anticipate any changes?
Well, it's a tough one, to be honest. We've had a pretty settled side for the past 5 to 6 weeks. A few guys may have been down on the weekend, but do you make too many changes because of that? You know, I'm not too sure. I'm lucky I'm a player and not sitting in the coaching staff at the moment, because I'm sure they'll have a few headaches, because there have been guys, even though they're not playing now, that were in really good nick at SANFL level. So the way we structure up, and it might be looking at matchups with the way the Doggies structure up as well as to who takes their place in the side.
There's only one player that you worry about getting picked, isn't it, Scotty? That's number 5, I'm sure. It's interesting, the fact you mentioned that, they haven't used a lot of players. Adelaide have used 32 players for the year, which is the least of any club in the AFL. So that consistency and, I guess, the same players being out on the park each week, particularly with the forwards, we've seen it, that there's a nice symmetry there that the players have been able to develop.
There certainly is, and that takes time. And, you know, you just touch on our forward group then. They've really started to gel well together, and it takes a number of games before you really start to understand what each other are trying to do out there, leading patterns by some of the forwards and even other parts of the ground as well. You look through the midfield and back line as well. Our back line's really inexperienced as far as games played goes. We've got Daniel Talia, who's the most experienced, and he's only played 80-odd games himself, I think. So it's nice to have a group of players playing some regular footy together so they can learn about each other and their patterns out on the field. And I think if you look over the past month, take the weekend out, our performances have reflected that.
And Tomo, congrats on your new deal. Last time we spoke, you were unsigned, but you were super keen. Big relief, or it was never in doubt?
Certainly nice to get it done and out of the way. Look forward to just playing some finals footy, and then we'll worry about next year then. But you never got me the 3 years, like you said, Rowie, so you're not getting that 1%, mate.
Jeez, I only got you the one. I'm a bit disappointed in that,
Tom. Yeah.
And tell us about, you're going to have an open training session, I think, Friday morning. So it'd be nice to get a lot of people to come down and just get a chance to see you train before you take off for the final in Melbourne.
Yeah, it will be nice to have an open session, and be nice to see some supporters get down and watch the boys have a short run around before we take off Friday afternoon. And hopefully the people that do come down either get to the airport themselves or jump in the car and make the trip over for Saturday night.
Hey, can you and Tex also get a box of chocolates or something and just take them up to Johnny Worsfold's house and just say, look, we love you too, just like the Bombers boys did?
Yeah, I asked him today if he was going to the Bombers, and I won't say he promised me because he didn't, but he didn't sound like he was going anywhere like that.
Well, I hope he told Mr. Little to shove that Gulfstream jet fair where the sun don't shine.
I'll try and put it a nicer way if I can, mate.
So 9:15 at Footy Park this Friday, an open training session. There's a barbecue, there's a kids zone, and I think you go down there for face painting and all that sort of stuff. Bix, I expect you to get down there.
I'll be there, don't worry. I was there the last time
Bix will be there with the lads. They get their face painted, Bix.
That's it, yeah, and without making light of it, the last time they did have a session like that, it was just after Phil Walsh's passing, and there was about 3,000 or 4,000 people there, and it was a great day and a great show of support to the players. So if you are at a loose end and you're a Crows supporter, it'd be fantastic to see you down at Amy Stadium to show your support and give your best wishes to the players before they take off. Tom, I'm sure you'll appreciate that, and thanks again for having a chat with us.
No worries, guys. Pleasure.
Scotty Thompson there, fantastic.
Well, that's
it. He's in ripping form.
He is. He's brought to you by Balfour's Bakery, available at your local deli or supermarket. Balfour's, baking people happy since 1853.